Ben's mother clears the plates from the table. It's very important to be polite. Also, don't speak when you have food in your mouth. Brazilians find this incredibly rude.
That sounds like good advice for you, Mark. Okay, our next question is from Julie in Oklahoma City. She's going to Greece on vacation, but doesn't speak the language. She asks, since I don't speak any Greek, I'll be communicating mostly with my hands. Are there any gestures I shouldn't use?
Absolutely, Julie. The most important one to remember is the thumbs up, which in the U.S. means good or okay. But it is very insulting to a Greek person. Another one is the U.S. hand gesture for stop, where you show someone your hand with your fingers straight together, like a police officer. But again, this is an insult in Greece.
Good luck, Julie. And we have time for one more. And this question is from Kendra in Chicago. She's going to South Korea for work, and she would like some tips on business behavior over there.
The most important thing to remember is that South Koreans like to bow a lot. As a foreigner, you won't be expected to, but it is a good way of showing respect, and the deeper you bow, the happier you are.
Very interesting. Ruth Dempsey, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
And we'll be right back after a check of the headlines.
File 4B, Listening.
Hello and welcome to the Traveler's Guide. Now, last week, we asked our listeners who are going to travel abroad to send us their questions about good manners in other countries. And we've invited our resident expert, Ruth Dempsey, to the show to answer them. Welcome to the program, Ruth.
Thank you.
So, the first question, Ruth, this comes from Katie in Denver, who is going to travel around Thailand next summer. Katie wants to know what she should do when she first meets people in Thailand.
Well, Katie, most of the time, a simple handshake will be fine. But if someone gives you a why, that is a small bow with the hands held together close to the body, you must do the same. But if the person is of lower social status than you, so if they are younger than you, or they are a waiter, for example, you shouldn't return the why.
Very useful advice, Ruth. The next question is from Mark in Dallas, who is going to Brazil with his girlfriend to meet her family for the first time. He asks, is there anything I should or shouldn't do?
Like Americans, Brazilians are very warm, friendly, and open. However, there are a few differences to remember. Always say thank you when someone opens a door for you, offers you something to eat or drink, or even when your girlfriend